This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
10-year-old Daniel Mallinson is just catching his breath. He's pretty much just set a new record. At 10 years old, he is just a day or two off becoming the youngest person to cross Australia by bike. He spent the last 6 weeks riding from Perth to Sydney, from coast to coast, really. And he swung by the studio with his dad, Jeff, on the very last leg of this epic ride. Daniel, you did it. Awesome. I felt like we should just give you a big clap or something. Nearly finished. How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah? Are you feeling excited about getting home and actually riding in?
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's also going to be a bit weird getting back to school every day.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, are you feeling sore?
No, not really.
No? All right, Dad, what about you? You must be feeling proud, surely.
Oh, I'm proud as punch. Yesterday, we had a little moment as we took a picture as we came in, saw the Welcome to Sydney sign.
Yeah.
So we stopped and we took a photo and had a little chat, and I think a truck must have been going past and throwing up some dust or something because my eyes started to get a bit watery.
Oh, is that the excuse? Right. Okay. Now, how's your health been on the ride? Because I hear that you're just getting over a bit of a bout of gastro. That can't have been pleasant for you both.
No, it wasn't pleasant at all.
Did you both have it at the same time?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We had a visit from our family just down at Yass, and that was great to see them. And unfortunately, they brought an unwelcomed visitor, which then took us out in the Southern Highlands. But we had a good visit in a motel. A very generous lady there helped us out a bit. And
so you had a bit of a rest day, did you?
No, we didn't take a day off. We just cut one of the days short and then made up the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How good was it to see your family again after so long, Daniel?
It was good, but a bit annoying because Sam's just a bit annoying sometimes.
Oh, this is your little brother. He's only like 3 or something, isn't he? Or 4?
He's 5.
5. What can you say, siblings? They're always annoying. Give us some stats about your journey. How far have you ridden in total? How far did you ride each day? I want the average wind speed and the wind direction and all that stuff.
We've ridden 4,075 Ks.
Wow.
So that's further than the Tour de France.
Is
it
really?
To put it in perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. And how far have you ridden each day? Like, what's your long day and what's your short day?
Like a short day would be 50 Ks, but a long day would be 160 Ks.
Yeah, and so that was between Darlington Point and Wagga, was it?
We did one there and we did one in the Nullarbor as well, another 160.
Oh, yeah. That is huge. That is amazing. Now, Daniel, look, you've been incredibly determined doing this, but the fact is you are a kid and kids need to find something to complain about. So tell me, what was the worst part of the ride?
I don't really have one, but the flies are annoying.
Oh, look, I was distressed the second time we talked to hear about the number of dead animals that you saw along the way, and I was very happy to see on your blog that you met a real live echidna. So can you tell us about some of the wildlife that you've seen across Australia?
Well, we've seen about 3 or 4 kangaroos that were alive.
I can't believe that. Only 3 or 4 across the whole of Australia.
Yeah, I think it was the time of day that we must have been passing, but we didn't see that many jumping around.
We've probably seen about 50 dead ones.
Yeah, wow. Okay, that's not good. But what about other live animals?
We've probably seen about 10 live lizards. I've seen 2 live goannas. And we've seen a couple of live snakes.
Okay.
We saw the southern right whales down in the Great Australian Bight. That was one of the highlights of the trip for me.
That would have been fantastic.
Them and their calves.
Yeah, wow. One of the things I have to ask you, Jeff, taking a child this young across Australia, did you and your wife sort of have any concerns about safety? Were you worried that something could go horribly wrong?
I think it would be difficult for us to ignore that. After all, we were riding across the Nullarbor. We didn't have anybody to protect us. No vehicle in front and things like that. So we had trucks that were going pretty close to us and at high speed. So there was certainly an opportunity for us to, I guess, trust God. For me, it was, and many times throughout this trip, I felt powerless. There's nothing I could do. He was out there exposed. You're never more exposed on a road than you are on a bicycle.
Mm.
And so I had to put it in his hands and let him sort of trust him that he would look after us and keep the vehicles away from us and keep us safe, which has worked out well.
Jeff, I have to say, now that you've done this with Daniel, you're going to have to plan something very special for all your other 3 kids. I'm thinking ice cream at the beach isn't going to cut up for quality time anymore. Can we expect you doing gymnastics across Australia with your daughter, or how are you going to make it up to the other 3?
Oh, the other 3, yeah, we've got plans coming. I think some of them involve mountains and some long hikes and potentially riding across other continents in the world. Who knows?
Oh, Europe is next, and then Siberia, maybe. The Road of Bones. Ooh, that would be interesting on a bike. Now, before we let you go, we have to talk about your partner charity, Ellen Kids. So tell us about that and how people can support you and what it's all about.
Elam Kids is a charity that works with orphans in China. They're orphans who have HIV, so they have very little care. They're kind of like the modern-day lepers. Even the orphanages in China don't really know what to do with them or how to treat them. Mm-hmm. And so Elam Kids works with them to get them medicine and to get them into a foster family and get them some education so that these kids have a chance at life. It's just a small charity, so you can donate online by going to our blog, which is danmallow.com.
And you have a personal connection to this, don't you?
We do have a very personal connection to this. It started by my sister and her husband. Mm. And in fact, Daniel's cousin is the very first Elam Kids. She was in China and found and given medicine. And she's now a wonderful part of our family that we're really excited to know and have her part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cause that's really close to your heart. Well, good on you for raising money for that. Now, also, Daniel, I hear that you're planning your next adventure already. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us what you're going to do.
Well, I've changed it not to cycle around Australia, but to cycle around America.
Oh, my goodness. On a unicycle or on a normal bike?
On a unicycle.
Wow. On a unicycle around America. How long would that take?
Probably a couple of years.
Yeah, I think you need to have a little rest before you take that on. Yeah, maybe a couple of years from now. What timing?
About when I'm 20.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, thank you so much to both of you for making the time to detour from your route and visit us. And when we see you popping up on all the, you know, morning TV talk shows and the SBS World News, I'll be saying, hey, they were on Hope Mornings first, all right?
It worked.
Thanks for dropping by. And also, we have a special treat for you, Daniel, which is some chocolate milk. Now, I hear that you tasted chocolate milk all across Australia. We've got you our local variety. Which would you say is your favourite?
I don't really have a favourite because most of them have all been good.
Oh, okay. All right. Very diplomatic of you. Thank you very much for coming in, guys. It's 10-year-old Daniel Mallinson and his dad, Jeff. And at just 10, Daniel is almost 2 days off being the youngest person to cross Australia by bike. You can sponsor him and his charity at danmallow.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.